我们的时间过得非常快。
Time sure passed fast.
又是一年到了夏令会。
A year has passed. Now we have come to the summer conference again.
我们开始要讲的话都一样的。
And we all start our conference with the same thing.
聚会不是光重在来听真理。
We're not here just to listen to some truth.
聚会最重要件事是要遇见主。
Is to meet the Lord.
所以我们大家开车都有个祷告。
So that should be all clear.
盼望主能够在聚会中间显现。
That the Lord will appear to us.
主向我们证明他是永活的主。
That prove to us that He is the living God.
我们每一个人在聚会里面最重要都要遇见主。
Therefore, every one of us needs to meet him here.
要得着主。
To receive him.
但我们回去都有个见证。
So that we can go home with a testimony.
我们整个生命转变了。
That our life has been changed.
跟我们上山的时候不一样。
My life has been changed different from when I came.
这是最重要的事。
And that is the most important thing.
今天我们开始讲第一篇的信息。
And therefore, I'm starting the first message now.
今天我们的题目是基督神圣的启示。
And the theme of the conference is the holy revelation of Christ.
保罗在腓立比书3章讲了三件最重要的事。
In Philippians chapter 3, Paul said three very important things.
使我认识基督。
So enable me to know Christ.
晓得他的复活大能。
To know of his resurrection power.
磨成他死的形状。
And so I can be molded into his image of death.
认识基督那圣灵的启示。
And in order to know Christ, it takes the revelation by the Holy Spirit.
晓得复活大能。
So that I can understand or truly know the power of his resurrection.
那是圣灵的经历。
And that is the experience through the Holy Spirit.
磨成他死的形状。
To mold into his image of death.
那在我们生活上的彰显。
And that should be seen through our daily living.
今天晚上我们第一场就认识基督。
Therefore, the first message is to know Christ.
我们来读几处圣经。
And we want to start by reading a few passages together.
旧约箴言第八章。
Proverbs, chapter 8.
二十二节到三十一节
Verses 22 to 31.
大家翻到没有？
Have you found it?
翻到我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
来，我们一起读，在耶和华造化的起头，
在太初创造万物之先就有了我，从亘古从
太初
未
有世界以前，
我已被立。没有深渊，没有大水的泉源，我已伸出。
大山
未
曾
奠
定，
小
山
未
有之
先，
我已伸
出。耶和华还没有创造大地和田野，并世上的土质，我已伸出。
他
立
高天，
我
在
那
里。
他在
月面
周
围
画
出圆
圈，
上是穹苍坚
硬，下是渊源稳固。
为
沧
海定出
界
限，
使水不越过他的命令，立定大地的根基。那时我在他那里为公师，日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前踊跃，踊跃在他为人预备可住之地，
也
喜悦
住
在世人
中间。马太福音一章第一节
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1，
我们翻到了，一起来读。
Let's read it together. 亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
这组圣经家谱应该翻作来历。
Here the word genealogy means the source.
耶稣基督的来历。
The source, the coming out from of Jesus Christ.
我们再读十六章。
Matthew 16.
十三节到二十节
Verses 13 to 20。
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，
门徒说，
人说我人子是谁？
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说 你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
好，好，我们读到这里。约翰福音十七章
John 17
一到三节
Verses 1, 2 and 3。
我们一起读。
Let's read it together. 耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你，荣耀你正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。”认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，
这就是永生。罗马书
Romans
一章
Chapter 1
一到四节
Verses 1 to 4。
看到没有？我们一起读。
Let's read it together。
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，
奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说竟从死里复活，大能显明是神的儿子。十四章第九节
Romans 14 verse 9。
十四章第九节，对不起，我们从七节读到九节。
Sorry, Chapter 14, verses 7 to 9.
我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人自己死，是为主而活，若死了是为主。基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。我们读希伯来第五章
Hebrew chapter 5
第五节
verse 5。
来，找到没有？
Have you found it?
一起读。
Let's read it together.也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。”
好，十三章第八节。
Hebrews 13 verse 8。
一起读。
Let's read it。耶稣基督昨日、
昨日、今日，
一直到永远是一样的
。我们最后读启示录一章四到六节。
Revelation chapter 1 verses 4 to 6。
约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会，但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神宝座前的七灵，
并那诚实做见证，
从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督。
有恩惠平安归于你们，他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为
好。我们读到这里。
阿门。
主耶稣在马太福音十六章问了一个大的问题。
In Matthew 16, Jesus had this great question.
你们说我人子是谁？
Who do you say the Son of Man is?
主这个问题是向全人类的挑战。
And that is the challenge to the entire mankind.
这个问题也叫全教会的挑战。
Also, this is a challenge for the entire church.
这个问题向每一位神的儿女挑战。
It's a challenge to each and every one of us, children of God.
你们说我人子是谁？
So, who do you say I am?
回答对了可以进荣耀。
And if you answer it correctly, you can enter into my glory.
回答错了就灭亡了。
But if you answer incorrectly, it means you will perish.
那主耶稣发大力问是你们说我人子是谁？
Therefore, Jesus said, who do you say that I am?
所以我们要认识耶稣基督是谁。
So we need to know who Jesus is.
所有每一次的认识主。
And every knowing of this Jesus.
都是圣灵的启示。
Is a revelation from the Holy Spirit.
我们怎么会得救呢？
For example, how were we saved?
在于我们信了主。
Because we believe.
我们怎么信主？
But how do we believe?
信这句话太奇妙了。
It's such a marvelous word.
和地上相信一件事完全不同。
It's so different from like we believe something in this world.
我们一信主。
The moment we believe in the Lord.
这个信在我们里面一生之久。
And this belief stays forever for the rest of our life.
环境躲不掉那个信。
And there's no circumstance can remove that belief.
生和死躲不掉那个信。
And neither living or death can take that away.
多少人在为主殉道。
A lot of people are willing to die for the Lord.
要我的命容易。
You can take my life away.
要我放下信心。没有这回事。
But you cannot force me to give up on my faith.
两千年教会都是这样。
For over 2,000 years, that's the story of his church.
因为我们的信和外面相信不同。
Because when we say we believe in him, it's different from having faith in our outward.
我们的信，圣灵开了我们的眼睛。
We believe because the Holy Spirit opened our eyes.
叫我认识这位荣耀的耶稣基督。
That I suddenly understand and come to know this glorious Jesus.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son.
他是万人的救主。
And he's the savior of all.
你可以逼着一个人软弱的，可以否认这件事。
And you can persecute someone, make him weak and deny it.
心里还是知道的。
With his confess above.
耶稣神的儿子。
He knows Jesus the Son of God.
耶稣是万人的救主。
And he's the savior of all.
弟兄姊妹，这个信都从圣灵的启示来。
Dear brother and sister, our faith comes from the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
神的儿女。一百人九十九个不知道。
And maybe 99 out of 100 did not know that.
他们信主已经得了第一个启示。
But when, you know, actually the moment we believe in Christ is because that's our very first revelation.
主就开了我的眼。
Because the Lord opened our eyes.
我知道耶稣基督神的儿子。
So that I suddenly know Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
我们从启示开始。
So we start with Revelation.
一路上面圣灵都在我们里面启示基督。
And all the way, the Holy Spirit continuously reveal who Jesus is in us.
所以我们认识耶稣基督是谁。
So we need to know who Jesus is.
我们一开始读了箴言第八章。
And we started read scripture reading from Proverbs 8.
箴言第八章，箴言说的所罗门写的智慧话。
Proverbs is the words of wisdom written by Solomon.
所罗门是最智慧的君王。
He is the wisest king ever.
但他这个智慧从神来的。
But his wisdom also came from God.
但是箴言第八章不是所罗门的智慧能讲得出来的。
But what's stated in chapter 8 here is not something that Solomon can say just out of his own wisdom or intellect.
箴言第八章。
Proverbs 8.
耶稣基督自己在讲话。
It's spoken by Jesus Christ himself.
没有万有之先就有了我。
Before the creation, I was there.
天地还没被造之先就有了我。
Before the creation of heaven and earth, I was there.
箴言第八章。
Chapter 8 of Proverbs.
基督的灵在借着所罗门的口。
It's the spirit of Christ that spoke through the mouth of Solomon.
来说他的自己。
Describing how who he is.
所以这段圣经基本上面那是新约的话。
And what's described in this chapter actually are
words
from the New Testament.
在起创造万有之先。
Before I am the first of his works.
就有了我。
Before his deeds of old.
没有深渊，没有大水，就有了我。
And when there were no oceans, I was given birth.
大山没有奠定，小山没有生出， 我已伸出。
Before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given
birth. 他说地上的土质。
And the things on earth.
他说上叫群苍稳固，下叫渊源稳固。
When he established the clouds above and fixed the mountains.
为沧海立了界限。
When he gave sea its boundary.
不超过他波浪，不超过他的命令。
So the waters will not overstep his command.
我们诗歌本里不很少很好的诗歌。
There's a great hymn in our hymn book.
那是你初中的老师 Miss Barbara 写的。
And it's written by Miss Barbara.
你叫软沙做海界限。
And you let the gentle sand to be the boundary of the ocean.
波浪虽狂，不能逾越。
So the crushing waves cannot go beyond it.
他特别说到那个大海的波浪，这世界上的对教会的逼迫。
You know the waves in the ocean, even though it speaks of the persecution that church suffers.
大海波浪的力量太大了。
And the waves in the ocean is tremendously powerful.
神叫大海的陆地当中有着软的沙。
Yet God created soft sands in between the land and the ocean.
那软沙把海包起来了。
The very soft sands surrounded the fierce ocean.
波浪虽然狂，不能逾越的软的沙。
So waves can be strong, but cannot go beyond the boundary set by the soft sand.
它逾越了世界所有的逼迫。
Therefore, all the persecution in this world
不能越过我们这些软弱的人
cannot go beyond weak people like you and me.
他就根据所罗门第八章里面说的箴言第八章出来的。
She wrote that hymn according to this proverb.
波浪虽狂，不能逾越。
The waves can be strong, but cannot go beyond the boundary set by the soft sand.
大海已经定了界限了。
Therefore, just like what it says here, that he established the boundary for the sea.
我们把沙拿在手里面，真是沙没有力量了。
Have you ever try to grasp a hold of sand? They're very weak, very little.
但是沙把那么大的海洋包围起来了。
But it can surround a huge ocean.
所以所罗门第八章说到那个神的智慧。
Therefore, in the proper eight, it talks about God's wisdom.
神创造的大能。
His power of creation.
耶稣基督的灵借着所罗门讲话。
This chapter is spoken through the Spirit of Jesus Christ Himself.
我们的主就是创造万有的神。
Our Lord is the Lord of creation.
一切都是他创造的。
Everything was created by God.
当神创造大地的时候。
When God created the earth.
我在那里为公司。
I was His craftsman.
主是工程师啊。
Jesus was like God's engineer.
一切都他设计的。
He designed the whole thing.
我在他面前为他所喜爱。
And I was filled with delight day after day.
我在他面前踊跃。
Rejoicing always in his presence.
踊跃他为人预备可居之地。
Rejoicing in his whole world.
也喜悦住在人的中间。
And delighting in mankind.
所以这段话不是所罗门能讲的。
This is not something Solomon is able to say.
这是耶稣基督的灵界的所罗门说他自己。
But was Jesus Christ who spoke through Solomon.
我们要认识主是谁。
Therefore, for us to know who the Lord is.
马太福音一章第一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
这是新约圣经的开始。
And that's the beginning of the New Testament.
他说大卫的儿子
The son of David
这是原文的翻法啊。亚伯拉罕的儿子
The son of Abraham
耶稣基督的来历
The source, the coming of Jesus Christ
耶稣基督从怎么来的
Where and how he came from
他借着亚伯拉罕来的
He came through Abraham
借着大卫来的
He came through David
就这位大卫的儿子亚伯拉罕的儿子耶稣基督的来历
Therefore says this is the coming the source of the son of David the origin of the son of David and the origin of the son of Abraham
下面是个家谱
And then the genealogy follows
在家谱以前特别提出这两个名字来
Yet before the genealogy starts these two names were mentioned
耶稣基督借着亚伯拉罕来的
Jesus came into this world through Abraham
借着大卫来的
through David
为什么这样说呢
why
亚伯拉罕的一生的特点
the characteristics of Abraham
信心
are his faith
大卫一生的特点
and the characteristic of David
十架
was the cross
耶稣基督从信心来的
and Jesus came into this world through faith
耶稣基督从十架来的
through the cross
信心把主从天上带到地上。
That faith brought Jesus from heaven to earth.
十字架把主从地上带到宝座。
And the cross brought Jesus from earth back to heaven, his throne.
信心的结果是产业。
And the result of faith is to have inheritance.
十字架的结果的冠冕。
And the consequence of the cross is his crown.
他从亚伯拉罕的信心来的。
And Jesus came into the world through the faith of Abraham.
从大卫的十字架来的。
And through the cross that born by David.
什么叫做亚伯兰的信心？
What is the faith of Abraham?
亚伯兰信心太大了。
He has great faith.
加拉太书三章，保罗特别解释亚伯兰的信心。
Galatians chapter 3, Paul described the kind of faith that Abraham had.
他说神早已经看明这些事。
He said, the Lord has seen this clearly.
传福音给亚伯兰。
So, the gospel was preached to Abraham.
万国都要因你得福。
And God told him that all nations would be blessed through you.
因为神和亚伯兰立约。
Because God made a deal with Abraham.
就两件事。
There are two things.
一个是福分。
One is the blessings.
一个是儿子。
One is regarding the son.
要赐给他福分。
God wants to give him blessings.
又是给他儿子。
And also give him a son.
保罗在加拉太三章说福分是什么福分呢？
And so Paul described what kind of blessings we're talking about.
万国要因你得福。
All nations will be blessed by you.
地上的福分嘛，我们万国怎么要因亚伯兰得福啊？
And how can nations be blessed by Abraham if it's the earthly blessings?
到了十四节。保罗解释了。
And then Paul continued by explaining in verse 14.
这一个福分。
This blessing.
就是叫外邦人因信基督耶稣而得到应许的圣灵。
It's allow Gentiles to receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through believing in Jesus Christ.
亚伯兰的福分就是圣灵。
Therefore the blessing that we get from Abraham is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是当初赐给亚伯兰的。
Holy Spirit was promised to be given to Abraham.
所以到了新约时代。
Therefore, when it comes to the end of the New Testament.
到了五旬节的时候，圣灵降临了。
On Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down.
圣灵成为应许的圣灵。
That is the promise, the Holy Spirit.
因为应许给亚伯兰的。
A promise that God had for Abraham.
所有亚伯兰的子孙都因着亚伯兰得圣灵。
So all the descendants of Abraham are entitled to Holy Spirit.
圣灵降临的时候是圣灵浇灌的经历。
So that they can receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵浇灌了120位弟兄姊妹。
And on the day of Pentecost, 120 brothers and sisters were filled by the Holy Spirit. Now 2,000 years have passed.
我们都是亚伯兰的子孙。
You and I are all children of Abraham.
都因着亚伯兰而得着圣灵的福分。
And we are all entitled to the promised Holy Spirit through Abraham.
所有的福分都在圣灵里面。
All the blessings of the Lord are in His Holy Spirit.
而第一件事，神应许给亚伯兰，把圣灵应许给他。
So the promise the Lord has for Abraham is to give him the Holy Spirit.
保罗马上解释说，要赐给他儿子。
And then talk about he will be receiving a son.
那不是指着许多人。
It's not many sons.
指着一个人。
But that one person.
乃是基督。
That is Christ.
把基督应许给亚伯拉罕。
God also promised to Abraham Christ.
亚伯拉罕的信心了不起吧？
Therefore, you have to say Abraham had a great faith.
把两个位格的神带给他了。
And two forms of God were promised to him.
他把神的儿子耶稣基督带来了。
Abraham brought forth Son of the God, Jesus Christ.
他把圣灵带来了。
And also the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵成为应许的圣灵。
And that is the promised Holy Spirit.
所以神的儿女得圣灵的经历啊。
Therefore, children of God, we have to have the experience of receiving the Holy Spirit.
不是靠求的。
You are not here to beg for the Holy Spirit.
是靠信。
But believing.
你怎样信神的儿子耶稣基督是救主。
How you have faith that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
你怎样信圣灵是我们的福分。
The same way you believe that Holy Spirit is our blessing.
不是求圣灵的经历。
We don't have to beg or plead for it.
信圣灵就得经历。
As long as we believe, Holy Spirit will become our experience.
亚伯拉罕的信心。
And the faith of Abraham.
把两个位格的神降给他了。
Has brought two forms of God unto him.
亚伯拉罕一路受的试炼呢。
But the trials that Abraham suffered.
这个肉身强壮的都不生。
For example, that he did not have any child when he was strong.
一直到时间过去了。
Until the time passed.
九十九岁了。
He was 99 years old.
神说明年撒拉要生一个儿子。
God then promised that next year this time your wife Sarah will bear a son.
撒拉九十岁了。
But she was already 90 years old.
你们有没有听见过九十岁老太太生孩子的？
Have you ever seen or heard that 90-year-old woman gave birth to a son?
这个撒拉在里面笑。
Therefore, Sarah was.
哪有这件事？
She couldn't believe it.
要不然的生命如同已死了。
Because my husband Abraham is as good as dead.
撒拉的生命已经断绝了。
And I have stopped giving.
神到今天来说，明年我是个儿子。
And now God is saying that this time next year I will give birth.
亚伯拉罕不同，伏在地上敬拜。
But Abraham had a different reaction to it.
这亚伯拉罕的伟大信心。
He bowed down and worshipped. That speaks of the great faith.
他没有看自己身体如同已死了。
He did not regard his body as dead.
他也知道撒拉生育已经断绝了。
He also knew that his wife has been stopped conceiving.
还可能是个儿子吗？
How could they have a son?
我们都诗歌说数算众星。轻看艰难。
Like a psalm said, you count the numerous stars and despise the numerous trials.
又谁说你的子孙要像海边的沙、天上的星那么多？
Because God said your descendant will be as many as the stars in the sky and sand on the seashore.
数一数星啊，数不过来啊。
Can you count through all the stars in the sky?
我的子孙要这么多。
And your descendants will be just as many.
这亚伯拉罕的伟大信心啊。
And that's the kind of faith Abraham had.
神说撒拉为什么笑？
So God said, Sarah, why are you laughing?
这个圣经很有人情味。
And God's very humorous.
撒拉马上赖掉了我没有笑。
And then Sarah denied right away, no, I didn't laugh.
神说不然你实在笑了。
God said, no, you surely did.
到了第二年嘛，他们真的生一个儿子了。
Sometime next year, they for sure gave birth to a son. 儿子名字叫什么
知道吧？
And what's the name of the son?
啊，以撒。
Isaac.
以撒的名字什么意思知道吧？
What does that mean?
不知道了。以撒的名字就是笑
means laughter
一百岁的老先生九十岁的老太太生儿子好不好笑、啊、
Isn't that funny for a guy the 100 year old and a wife 90 year old
起名叫以撒
So that's why
这好笑的时候成了事实了
Even though it was funny to think about it but became reality
这起名叫以撒
So his name was called Isaac
那么从以撒生的嘛真像天上的星海边的沙
And indeed through IsaacMany, many descendants were born.
以色列人是他的海边的沙，属地子孙。
Israelites are the symbol of those sand on the seashore, are his earthly descendants.
我们神的儿女是天上的星。
And we, children of God, are like those stars in the sky.
我们是亚伯拉罕属天的子孙。
We are the heavenly offsprings of Abraham.
是当初赐给亚伯拉罕的信应许。
And the promise that God has for Abraham.
要不然就伟大信心啊
His great faith
一直到主耶稣来
Until when Jesus came into the world
从亚伯拉罕的儿子
Therefore he is the son of Abraham
他从亚伯拉罕的信心进来的
He came into this world through the faith Abraham had
大卫的儿子
He also is the son of David
从大卫的十架经历带进来的
He came into this world through the experience of the cross that David had
大卫的一生满了试炼和痛苦
And the life journey of David was full of trials and suffering
彰显他的君王生命
And but he was able to manifest his king-like life
大卫了不起啊
He was a great man
新约圣经第一个名字
He was the first name mentioned in the New Testament
当然第一名字是耶稣基督的
Of course, second, because Jesus Christ
耶稣基督之外第一个名字就是大卫。
And after that, he was the first name that's mentioned.
到新约写完了。
At the end of the New Testament.
到启示录二十二章了。
Chapter 22 of the book of Revelation.
仍旧是主耶稣的名字。
We still see the name of Jesus.
主耶稣说话。
The Lord spoke.
第二个名字还是大卫。
Again, it's David's name that's right after.
主耶稣说我是大卫的根。
And Jesus says, I am the root of David.
又是明亮的晨星。
I am also the bright and morning star.
大卫了不起吧。
Therefore, David is a great character.
新约第一个名字是大卫。
The first name after Jesus in the New Testament is David.
新约末了的名字是大卫。
And the last name before Jesus Christ in the New Testament is also David.
大卫太有才华的人。
So David is such a talented man.
他真是个政治家。
He also is a great politician.
他是个军事家。
He's also very good at battle.
这个不稀奇，他是君王。
And this is nothing big.
以色列的最伟大的君王。
He also is the greatest king among Israelites.
以色列人有句话。
And there's the saying.
大卫之前没有大卫。
There's no David before King David.
大卫之后没有大卫。
Neither there's any David like King David.
大卫是空前绝后的人。
He is the one and only David.
他不仅了不起的军事家。
He was great at battlefield, in the battlefield.
他的勇力没有人比。
He also was very courageous. No one can compare with him.
他对扫罗说，但是我曾经我们那一只熊来喊我的羊。
And he told Saul how the,A bear came to attack his sheep.
我揪住熊的胡子把他打死。
He saw I grabbed onto his whisker and killed him.
狮子来喊我的羊。
A lion came to attack my sheep.
我从狮子口里把羊夺出来。
And I grabbed back my sheep from the mouth of the lion.
这不是人的力量。
And that is not the strength of man.
这是神的力量。
That's the strength of God.
大卫的勇力没人能比。
So he was very strong.Beyond anyone on this world.
大卫还是个了不起的文学家。
He also is a great literary.
诗篇一百五十篇多半大卫写的。
There are 150 psalms in the book Psalms. Most of them were written by David.
诗篇成为大卫宝库。
And Psalms itself is like his treasure.
今天哪个文学家能够写诗篇这样的文学？
And no writer of books can write as many or as great as David.
而且诗篇都是能唱的。
And the psalm.That he wrote can be sung.
诗篇上面常常有个小的字。
And there are these fine prints.
远方无甚歌。
Like for example, that's like the soundless song from afar.
那是一个曲谱的名字。
And that is the name of that kind of
music. 比如说上面写秀要毁坏。
And or do not destroy.
这也是个曲谱的名字。
That's also a type of music.
大卫能够写谱的人。
He is the one who can write music.
他真是个音乐家。
He is a musician.
他不仅音乐家，而且他唱得非常好。
Not only he is a great musician, he can write music and sing as well.
大卫为美歌者。
He's a great vocalist.
没人唱声音比他好的。
Very few people sing as great as
him. 大卫的长处太多了。
He has so many talents.
这样了不起的一个人呢。
He's a great man.
了不起的神都怕他了。
But you know, God didn't like great
people. 所以神要用最严格的手管教他。
Therefore, God has to discipline him with a very strict hand.
他一生经过最痛苦的经历。
So David suffered much in his life.
所以他的特点是十字架。
His characteristic is the way of the cross.
信心把主带到地上。
Abraham's faith brought the Lord to the earth.
十字架把主带到宝座。
And the work of the cross brought the Lord back to heaven.
信心的结果的产业。
And the result or the consequence of having faith to have inheritance.
圣经说大亚伯拉是个大财主。
And Bible tells us that Abraham was a rich man.
而十字架的结果的冠冕。
And the consequence or the result of the cross is to have crown.
没有个君王大过大卫的。
And no, there's no king as great as David.
而最大的生命，他们把耶稣基督带进来。
And the greatest thing these two people do was to bring forth Jesus Christ.
这就马太福音一章第一节。
And that's what this chapter one.
主耶稣成为大卫的儿子。
That Jesus Christ is the son of David.
成为亚伯拉罕的儿子。
The son of Abraham.
耶稣基督的来历。
And this is the origin of Jesus Christ.
到了马太十六章。
When it comes to Matthew 16.
主耶稣问这些大的话，你们说我人子是谁？
That Jesus posed this great question, Who do you say that I am?
各种各样的答案呢。
And his disciples had all kinds of answers.
西门彼得回答了。
Therefore, Peter answered,
你是基督。
You are Christ.
是活神的儿子。
The son of the living God.
主耶稣马上说西门巴约纳。
Therefore, Jesus responded by saying, John Badona.
这个巴约纳。巴约纳这个名字彼得只用过这一次主耶稣称呼他的。
Simon Badona, Jesus only referred to him once here.
爸儿子的意思。
Ba means the son of someone.
约纳是个鸽子的意思。
Jonah means dove.
鸽子预表圣灵。
And God represents the Holy Spirit.
当彼得说你是神的儿子。
Therefore, when Peter said, "You are the Son of the Living God."
主耶稣马上说你是圣灵之子。
And immediately, Lord said, "You are the Son of the Holy Spirit."
他看见的神的儿子不再在外面，在里面了。
Because Peter was able to recognize the Son of God from within, not from without.
这是新约教会的开始。
And that is the beginning of the church in the New Testament.
这是教会第一个经历。
And that is the very first first, she
圣灵启示基督在要在
彼得，
在彼得里面。
Because that's the very first time Jesus or the Holy Spirit revealed who Jesus is
Simon,
to Peter.
花园啊，你是有福的。
Oh, Simon, but Jonah, blessed are you.
这不是属血肉的人启示你的。
Because this is not revealed to you by man.
这是我天上的父启示的。
But by my Father in heaven.
你是彼得。
You are Peter.
我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
And on this very rock, I will build up my church.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And the gates of Hades cannot overcome me.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
Also, I will give to you the key of the kingdom of heaven.
这段圣经啊，几百年在基督教里面已经大争论了。
And you know, this very verse has caused a lot of disputes in the church, in the history of Catholic Church.
即是彼得。
A lot of people.
我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
The revelation Peter had is the rock on which Christ will build His church.
大家争论就在这个磐石。
Yeah, that's where the dispute lies.
基督教说这个磐石是基督。
Christians believe the word rock here means Jesus Christ.
天主教说这个磐石指的彼得。
Yet the Catholics believe the rock refers to Peter, the person.
所以天主就把彼得当作他们的教皇啊。
Therefore they name Peter their pope.
第一代的教皇啊。
The very first one.
我去过天主教的教廷啊。
And I went to their churches.
这个彼得坐这个大宝座上啊。
They built this huge throne for Peter and he sat here.
我的老师 Watchman 是很幽默的人呢。
My teacher Watchman is a humorous person.
他一直说啊，他说到了约翰福音最后的话啊。
And he said just like at the end of John.
主对彼得说啊。
The Lord said to Peter.
你年轻的时候树上要带自由往来。
When you were young, you walk about as you wish.
你年老的时候，人要把你的手树上带你去你不愿意去的地方。
But when you get old, people will bind up your hands and take you to the place that you don't like to go.
当然，这句话指着彼得怎么殉道来说的。
Of course, that was referring to how he's gonna martyr for the Lord.
王启明，你说带他去不愿意的地方，那就是带他去坐在天主教皇的宝座上。
Yeah, so Watchman says, you know, exactly, they built the statue of Peter on the throne in the Catholic Church. That's where he didn't want to go.
彼得最不愿意坐在他们的宝座上。
And that's the last place that Peter liked to go.
当然，西门彼得是个得了大启示的人。
Of course, Peter had a great revelation.
这磐石到底指的什么？
So, what does the rock here refer to?
基督教说的基督。
Christians believe the rock refers to Christ.
那是对的教训。
And that is the correct way.
天主教是说的彼得那时候错的教训。
And Catholics believe the rock refers to Peter, which is so wrong.
基督教的对的教训怎么建造法呢？
So how do we build on this rock?
怎么建造在那个基督的身上呢？
How do you build church on Jesus Christ?
你没有办法建造的。
You can't.
这里的磐石。
Here the word rock.
指着基督。
Refers to Christ.
指着圣灵启示的基督。
Refers to the Christ is revealed by the Holy Spirit.
那天圣灵启示基督在彼得心里面。
The same way how the Holy Spirit revealed Christ in the heart of Peter.
圣灵在什么地方启示基督。
And wherever Holy Spirit does the same thing.
什么地方教会开始了。
That's where the church is born.
这是这一个磐石。不仅是基督
，Not just Christ himself,
圣灵启示的基督
，But Christ through the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵什么地方启示基督
？Wherever the Holy Spirit reveals Christ.
那个教会才是阴间的权柄不能胜过的。
And that kind of church can overcome the gates of Hades.
今天啊，中国大陆这60年嘛，教会真是阴间权柄不能胜过的。
And you see the history of the recent 6 decades in China, you will say indeed the church has a power that Hades cannot overcome.
因为人不是在外面信个宗教。
Because people don't just believe.Outwardly,
神开了人的眼睛了。
But in China, God opened the eyes of man.
这么多人开了眼了。
A lot of people's inner eyes were open.
那不是说你杀人官人可以把我们的信仰摧毁的。
Therefore, it's hard to destroy the faith they have.
再大的逼迫没办法打倒那个在基督里启示的圣灵的启示的基督。
No matter how great the persecution can be.You cannot do away with the revelation that's given through the Holy Spirit.
你是彼得。
Here the Lord says, "You are Peter."
彼得的意思是个小石头。
Actually, the word Peter means small stone.
磐石是个大石头。
Here the Lord says, "Rock," which is huge stone.
我要把教会建造在这磐石上。
And on this rock, I will build my church.
阴间权柄不能胜过他。
And this is a place the gates of Hades cannot overcome.
这两千年教会们一直在。证明这句话。
And for over 2,000 years, the church history has proven the truth.
教会从第一个世纪受逼迫。
And from the very century,
受罗马帝国的逼迫。
The church was persecuted by Roman Empire.
逼迫教会一百年。
And Roman Empire persecuted church for over 100 years.
罗马帝国倒下来了。
And the empire is gone.
教会仍旧存在。
But the church of Christ remains standing.
逼迫教会的权势被他挥尽了。
And the power that persecutes church is gone.
今天教会充满天下。
Yet you see church throughout the world, everywhere.
今天的权柄不能胜教会。
For the gates of Hades cannot overcome.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
And also I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
什么叫钥匙？
What does key?
钥匙开门用的。
You open a door with key.
开启天国的门。
Therefore, with this key, you can open the gates of heaven.
教会把天国带到地上来了。
You can bring down to earth a heavenly kingdom.
两千年到今天。
So for past 2,000 years,
教会带下天上多少的丰富。
The church has been able to bring down to earth the heavenly fullness.
两千年就是多少的伟大弟兄姊妹。
There are so many great characters in God's church in 2,000 years. The revelations they have.
他们的经历。
And the experience they have.
他们得到的属灵产业。
And the inheritance they receive from us.
他们留下多少的书本给我们。
And so many wonderful spiritual books.
教会开启天国的门。
Therefore, church has the key to open the gate of the heavenly kingdom.
今天教会手中仍旧握着天国的钥匙。
And to this day, the church still holds the key to the kingdom of heaven.
我们要带人到天上。
Therefore, we need to bring people to heaven.
人要到教会来得天上的生命。
When people come to church, they need to have the heavenly life.
要得着天上的一切丰富。
They need to be able to receive the fullness from heaven.
阴间权柄不能胜过呀。
The gates of Hades cannot overcome.
把天国的钥匙给你。
And also, I'm giving to you the key of the heavenly kingdom.
你们在地上都捆绑的。
Therefore, whoever you bind on earth,
天上也捆绑。
Will be bound in heaven.
你们地上都释放的。
And whoever you loose.
天上也要释放。
You will be loose in heaven.
主给教会太大的权柄了。
What a great power the Lord has given to His church.
地上在前，天上在后。
And the earth goes before heaven.
地上捆绑，天上捆绑。
You do it on earth, you will be done the same way in heaven.
地上释放，天上释放。
Whatever you release or loose on earth will be loose in heaven.
教会的权柄大吧。
What a great power and authority church has.
两千年多多少少的见证。
And there are so many testimonies in the past 2,000 years.
我自己侍奉主七十年了。
And I have served the Lord for over 70 years.
看见主的话一再一再的应验在教会当中。
And I see the words of the Lord fulfilled repeatedly in His church.
我们捆绑。
When we bind in Jesus.
主也捆绑。
The Lord also binds.
我们释放。
Whoever we release,
主也释放。
The Lord also releases.
教会的大权柄。
That's the great power and the authority church has.
马太十六章的教会太重要，求圣经了。
Therefore, two churches, Matthew 16 is so important.
这也是圣经里面第一次提到教会。
And it's also the very first time the term church is mentioned in the Bible.
我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
On this rock, I will build my church.
下面。看见那个主耶稣的到底是谁
？And therefore Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?"
罗马书一章。
In Romans 1.
保罗第一本写书信。
That's the first letter written by Paul.
保罗这是个太伟大的人。
Paul is a great person.
旧约的大卫，新约的保罗，他们的才能都是没人比的。
The David in the Old Testament and Paul in the New Testament, no one could surpass them.
保罗写罗马书，把它放在第一本书信。
And this is the very first book.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗。
He said, "I am the servant of Jesus Christ."
蒙召的使徒。
Called to be an apostle.
特派传神的福音。
And set apart for the gospel of God.
这里的福音不是 gospel， 是 glad tidings。
Set apart for the glad tidings of God.
大喜消息。
The great news.
保罗，保罗报消息。
And Paul's like someone who preached the news.
消息跟道理不一样啊。
News is different from doctrine.
我在这里讲一个救火的道理。
If I'm just here to teach you a doctrine of fire rescue,
房子失火了怎么救火
？I teach you how to put out fire when it's on fire.
我讲长了，大家睡觉了。
And I may teach you for a long time, and you're all gonna fall asleep.
我都告诉你，你家里着火了。
But if I say your house is on fire,
这个救火的道理一样不一样
？That's different from teaching the doctrine of fire.
你不住在这里，快快回去回家救火，救火了。
You won't feel anymore. You will run back to your house and put out fire.
消息带来力量。
Therefore, when you spread the news, there's a power.
所以保罗说，我传大喜消息。
Therefore, he said, I am set apart to share this glad tidings.
我们传福音为什么没有能力啊？
You know, a lot of times why you feel there's no power when you share the gospel?
讲了死道理嘛。
Because when we share, it's like a dead teaching.
这个都看见主了。
But if I indeed see the
Lord, 我要对所有的人呼喊。
I need to shout out loud to all the people.
耶稣是神的儿子啊。
Hey, Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
不信耶稣不得了啊。
You have to believe in him. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble.
我们在上海这个大复兴的时候啊。
When we were in Shanghai, there was a great revival.
先从福音开始的。
It all started from the glad tidings.
我们三个大学里面的弟兄开始。
It started by three young brothers in college.
后来我们就用福音背心。
And you know, we wear this vest.
就用那个马粪纸那个硬板纸做这个。
Made by cardboard.
那个字是我写的。
And I wrote the words on it.
我给别人写的字，我忘三个人，我忘记；我给我自己写的字，我记得。
I remember what I wrote on my own cardboard.
我前面写不信耶稣不得了。
In the front says, "Whoa, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ."
后面写一信耶稣就得救。
In the back says, "You will be saved once you believe in Him."
穿上背心，大学开学的时候去注册。
You know, when we had the orientation at the beginning of the semester, I wore that.
大学的注册主任连头都不敢抬起来看我们了。
People dare not to look at me with their straight eyes.
这几个年轻人发疯了呀。
They saw three of us were crazy.
到了 bus 上面，那么好多人挤那个 bus.
And wearing those vests, we went hop on the bus. There were so many people.
穿那个背心上去。
And I wore my vest on the bus.
我坐的地方旁边都不有人不敢坐都。
Even though there are a lot of people, but where I sit, nobody would sit next to me.
车子一动了。
And then when the bus started rolling,
那就流利讲耶稣。
I will stand up and tearfully I will share about Jesus.
真有能力啊！
And at that time there is power in the gospel.
一年当中全部进来一万多弟兄姊妹从福音队进来的。
And within a year we have over 10,000 brothers and sisters join us on that marching.
福音本是神的大能。
Because gospel is the power of God.
没有讲什么道理。
We were not eloquent.
真是报消息啊！
All we did was to share.
我们眼睛开了。
Because our eyes were open.
看见有一个人，他是神的儿子。
We recognize there is the Son of God.
他是万人的救主。
He is the Savior of all.
他为我死的。
He died for me.
现在活在我的里面。
Now he lives in me.
我真要呼喊了。
I have to shout out loud.
这就保罗讲的福音。
And that is the glad tidings Paul was referring to.
向你们报大喜信息。
And I have to share with you this great tidings.
这个福音论到他儿子我主耶稣基督。
And this gospel, the glad tidings he promised beforehand through his prophets.
福音不是个道理。
It's regarding his son. It's not a teaching.
我们讲到个活的人。
It's a living person.
活的耶稣。
A living Jesus.
讲到他儿子我主耶稣基督。
Regarding his son, my Lord Jesus Christ.
他从两个境界讲。
And he talked about the Lord through two aspects.
耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
Jesus Christ was the Word that became flesh that was born into this world.
他身上叫两个境界。
And there are two realms of Jesus.
一个是肉身境界。
One is the fleshly realm.
一个是圣灵的境界。
One is the realm in the Holy Spirit.
保罗说啊，肉身说。
Therefore he said, as to his human nature.
他大卫后裔生的。
He was a descendant of David.
确定他君王的身份。
Therefore he is a descendant from the kingshood.
主耶稣是君王。
So he is a king.
按圣灵来说。
And through the Holy Spirit.
因从死里复活。
He resurrected from the dead.
标明他是神的儿子。
He was declared with power to be the Son of God.
保罗用那个字啊，用的非常叫 marked out.
He was marked out with power.
把他标出来，他是神的儿子。
To be the Son of God.
怎么知道他是神的儿子？
How do you know that he?
因为他复活了。
Because he resurrected from the dead.
今天我们最大的信仰，信主复活。
The greatest faith we have is to believing in His resurrection.
只有基督教会懂得复活。
Only Christianity knows about resurrection.
全世界的宗教没有复活的。
All the other religions do not have resurrection.
怎么知道他是你的儿子？
So how do we know that He is the Son of God?
神把个标记在他身上。
Because God marked out clearly.
把他标出来，他是神的儿子。
That He is the Son of God.
因为他从死里复活了。
Through His resurrection.
吞灭死亡，直到永远。
He has swallowed the dead once for all.
保罗在罗马书上就说出两重境界。
Therefore, in Romans 1, Paul talked about the two realms of Jesus Christ.
肉身境界。
The realm in his fleshly body.
圣灵境界。
And the spiritual realm.
所以地上叫人困惑就在这个地方。
And so it is quite.Hard to understand.
他肉身和我们一样的。
Because he bears the human form just like us.
神也给他造一个魂。
And God also has formed a soul in him.
他的魂超凡美丽。
He has this supremely beautiful soul.
远志和我们一样的。
And yet he was created in the same principle.
他也会觉得孤单。
Like、he will feel lonely.
他也会觉得忧愁。
He will feel sorrowful.
圣经说他忧愁几乎要死啊。
And he was so sorrowful he almost died.
这是主的魂啊。
That's the soul life that Jesus had.
主的肉身和我们也是一样的。
And he also had the same bodily form.
他也会觉得疼的。
He feel pain.
他也会觉得痛苦的。
He will feel sorrowful or painful.
和我们一样的。
Just like you and me.
叫肉身境界。
And that's the fleshly realm.
另外一面圣灵境界。
Yeah.There's another realm, the spiritual realm.
所以主在地上一直活出这两个境界。
And when Jesus lived on earth, he manifests two realms on him.
主的大爱，主的大能，都从肉身境界出来的。
His love, his power came out of his fleshly body.
但有的时候他活出神的儿子了。
But in the same time, he manifests the state of the Son of God.
我们在以后聚会还会讲这件事。
And we can talk about later in more details.
耶稣基督两个境界
and there are two realms that Jesus has.
肉身境界他是君王
and according to his human body he is the king
圣灵的境界
and in the realm of the Holy Spirit
因着复活显明他是神的儿子
and through the resurrection from the dead God marked out that he is the Son of God
这位耶稣基督就住在我们里面
and this very Jesus now lives inside of us
这就教会也有大能啊
therefore churchHas the power to.
真正马太福音十六章原话，应付的权柄不能胜教会。
Just like what we just read, Matthew 16.
把天国的钥匙给教会。
And also the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
好，今天我们要快点讲到加拉太书。
And Galatians.
所以保罗再讲一句话。
And Paul said here.
我们众人所信的这一位。
The Christ that we believe.
我们没有人为自己活。
And no one lives.
也没有人为自己死
and no one died to himself.
我们或活或死都是主的人
and no matter we live or die we're doing this for the Lord
今天我们为什么活着
so why do we live today
为我们自己活着那是最可怜的人知道吧
and we are the most pitiful people if we only live for ourselves
今天基督徒们多半还是为自己活着的
well that may be still the facts To a lot of Christians.
我们没有人为自己活。
But we should not live for ourselves.
我们也没有人为自己死。
And no one shall die to ourselves.
我们活着活，活着死。
Whether we live or die.
为主而活，为主而死。
We live and die to Christ.
到了启示录十四章啊。
And in Revelation 14.
他说从此以后，在主里而死的人有福了。
It says, blessed are those who die in the Lord.
真死在耶稣何等有福啊。
And how blessed it is to die in Christ.
我们一生都自己活着。
And if we live for ourselves all the days of our life.
多半的人没有什么了不起。
And there's not much to talk about.
那有的人了不起。
Most people don't live a great life.
但就在一生当中建立了很多事。
And maybe he accomplished a lot of things.
做了很多了不起的事。
Did a lot of great things.
你做了再多了不起的事。
But you can do many great things.
末了是摆脱死亡。
But at the end, you face death.
那就成了灵，通通变成灵了。
And you accomplished nothing because of that.
一切都没有了。
Everything was done in vain.
为自己活。
Because you live for yourself.
那我们是最可怜的人。
And that's the most pitiful
way. 为主活。
But if we live from the
Lord, 让主进到我们生活每件小事里面。
Allowing the Lord to come into even the smallest thing in our life.
最小的事变成最大的事了。
That small thing suddenly can become a big thing.
每件事把主调进去了。
Because we involve the Lord in small things.
为主活，为主死。
When we live to the Lord and we die to the Lord.
我们诗歌本里都是诗歌啊。
There is a hymn in the book.
有主啊，我们有主的话，那个诗歌我都背不出来，这很重新会背的诗歌。
Sorry, I forgot about the contents.
那个姊妹是个很平常的姊妹。
It was written by a very ordinary.
这首诗歌我明天告诉你们哪首诗歌。
And you know, I will tell you tomorrow.
我们常常唱的诗歌。
It's a hymn we sing all the time.
那个姊妹是个家庭妇女。
She was just a housewife.
也没有什么，什么也不会。
She's not very capable.
她像我整天到晚的。
She said from morning to dawn.
太虚空了。
I feel like so vain.
每天做的事都一样了。
Because I repeat the same thing every day.
早晨我要早点起来，因为早饭给我的先生儿子吃。
I get up early to cook breakfast for my husband.
他们要去上班，要去上学。
And they go to school, go to work.
他们走了，我要整间房子。
After they're gone, I clean up the room.
到了晚上，我又准备晚饭给他们吃。
And then when they come back, I cook dinner.
到了晚上，我要服侍他们睡觉。
And I put them to bed.
第二天早晨又做这些事。
Same old routine the next day.
那人生真是虚空啊。
Life is so empty.
有一天呢，她正在扫地的。
And one day when she was sweeping the floor,
正在扫地的时候啊,
while she was doing that,
圣灵的风啊, 一下吹到她里面了,
the Holy Spirit like a wind blew into her heart,
充满她整个人了,
fill her entire person.
她就喜乐在里面涌流出来了,
and there was this great joy over her.
她就把个扫把拿着地上住在地上,
and she couldn't help but sit on the floor.
喜乐不能停止,
the joy was just so great she could not stop it.
忽然这首诗歌涌出来了,
suddenly a melody came out, a song.
有主每件事情都价值无限了,
and everything turns valuable if you have the Lord.
扫地都梦到天堂了,
even though you may be sweeping the ground, but you can touch heaven.
煮饭都梦到天了,
even though you may be cooking, you can touch heaven.
没有主,
but without the Lord,
做美国总统也没用。
It's useless. Even you can be the president of the United States.
有什么价值?
What is the value to that?
有主进来了。
Once you have the Lord in you,
我们一生有最大的价值。
Our life becomes great value.
所以我们要让主进来。
Therefore, we need to allow the Lord come into every aspect of lives.
每件事要有主啊。
Everything we do, we need to involve the Lord.
这就价值观的问题。
And that's our value system.
我看什么事情最有价值。
We value things one way or the other.
那我看聚会最有价值。
To me, I value church meetings the most.
所以我放下一切来到夏令会来了。
Therefore, I set aside everything else in order to come to the conference.
看主没那么大价值。
But if we do not value the Lord,
我对一个弟兄说，弟兄去聚夏令会啊。
For example, I invite someone to come to the conference.
他家里最近嘛生个小孙子。
And he just had a grandson.
史弟兄，我看孙子啊。
The brother said, I need to watch over my little grandson.
宝贝的不得了。
And he valued the grandson very much.
他看这个孙子价值比主大嘛。
He valued the grandson more than the Lord.
那就价值观的问题了。
That is our value system.
我看主的价值最高。
And to me, the Lord has the highest value.
放下一切来到主面前。
So I will set aside everything else in order to come to the Lord.
每件事都是我的价值观的问题。
Every decision we make is determined by our values.
主的价值最高。
And to us, the Lord is the most valuable.
我一切都能放下。
Then I am willing to set aside everything else.
所以每件事我们要看一个价值观。
So everything we do is based upon how we value.
我看什么价值最高。
And what is the most valuable thing to us?
主有价值呢。
What is the value of the Lord to us?
或者这些自有价值呢。
Or the other things are more valuable.
所以我们为主活，为主死。
Therefore, we live for the Lord and we die for the Lord.
或者活，或者死。
No matter we live or we die.
我们总是主的人。
We are the Lord's people.
所以主为我们死，为我们活了。
Because He lived for us and He died for us.
我要做活人和死人的主。
He lived and he died. He died and he lived so that he become the Lord of the living and the dead.
这句话我们以后也要讲。
And this is something that deserves going to greater detail in
the future. 什么叫做活人的主？什么叫做死人的主？
What is the Lord of the living and what is the Lord of the dead?
下面我们快完了。
And we almost come to the end of the sermon.
到了希伯来书了。
And lastly, Hebrews.
希伯来书是本最美的书。
That's the most beautiful book in the Bible.
因为这本书写给犹太人的。
And it's written to Jews.
是叫希伯来书。
It's called the Book of Hebrews.
犹太人是天下最难信主的人。
And Jews are the kind of people that have most difficult to believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以希伯来书一直用旧约来做比较。
Therefore, in the Book of Hebrews, he refers to Old Testament a lot.
引用旧约最多的一本书。
And quoted the Old Testament.Old Testament the most.
所以希伯来书一直用个字叫更美。
And the, there's a more or
better.
Better continuously mentioned in this book.
它 better 这个字用了十二次。
And the word better was used 12 times in this book.
我自己写过一首诗、啊、就有更美。
And I wrote him before using the word better.
主比一切更美。
Oh, the Lord is better than everything else.
对犹太人一直比较，主耶稣是更美。
And in Hebrews, he compared that Jesus is better.
更美的祭。
He's a better sacrifice.
更美的活石。
He's the better living stone.
更美的祭司。
He's the better high priest.
一直说更美。
He is better.
更美的复活。
He has the better resurrection.
更美的家乡。
He has prepared for us a better home in heaven.
一直说更美。
Continuously, the word better was mentioned.
所以这本书太美了。
And indeed, this is a beautiful book.
到了第五章，他引用了诗篇第二篇的话。
In Hebrew 5, he talked quoted the word in Psalm 2.
你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
That you are my son. Today, I have become your father.
这是诗篇第二篇。第二篇叫弥赛亚诗篇。
And this is a quote from Psalm number 2.
大卫说的一句话。
This is said by King David.
你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
You are my son. Today I have become your father.
这话只是主来说的。
And this is referring to the Lord.
那么这是很大的问题啊。
And then we have a great problem.
主是神的儿子啊。
The Lord is the Son of God.
无生之始，无始之终啊。
And he has no beginning and no ending.
他和神一起开始的。
He started with God, Father.
那为什么你是我的儿子，我今日生你啊。
So how can it says here, you are my son, and I, today I have become your father.
所以这边是叫弥赛亚诗篇。
Therefore, Psalm 2 is called also the Psalm of Messiah.
那是神的儿子道成了肉身了。
Because the Son of God came into the world one day.
他成为人的样子。
He became a man.
他行走在地上。
And he walked on earth.
那神太不一样了。
And so different from God.
神宇宙都容不下的神。
Imagine this, God cannot even, the whole universe cannot even accommodate God.
现在变成个小小的人了。
But this very God has come into
the world. 他也一样吃一样睡。
He sleeps, he eats, just like us. Just like us.
如果你要说他是个神，
if you say he's God,
所以我们的信心都很伟大了。
It takes faith.
你是我的儿子。
He says you are my son.
我今日生你。
And today I have become your father.
现在神有了新的样子了。
Therefore God has a new image.
现在神穿上肉身了。
Because he has put on the fleshly body.
神给他儿子再承认。
And again, so God has to confess.
有一天他死了。
And one day the son died.
他使他复活了。
And then God raised him from the dead.
当他复活的时候。
And when he resurrected.
神的儿子更穿上个荣耀身体了。
The son of God was enclosed with a glorious body.
神对复活的神的儿子。
And to this resurrected son.
再承认。
Father God, confessed again.
你是我的儿子。
That you are my son.
我今日生你。
And today I have become your father.
道成肉身。
Even though he was the son, that his word became flesh.
他绝对神的儿子。
He was an absolute son of God.
主的地上一直说你新生的儿子吗？
And remember how God kept on saying, "Do you believe in the Son of God?"
他是神的儿子。
Because Jesus was the Son of God.
他穿上肉身了。
Even though he was in human form.
他死了。
After he died,
he was
resurrected.
死人眼睛都看见了。
And everything can be seen.
复活是那些人眼睛看不见了。
We can see death, but we cannot see resurrection.
只有我们信的人知道了。
Only those who have faith can know.
主真复活了。
That the Lord was indeed resurrected.
神给复活的神的儿子。
And here God says the resurrected son.
一个再承认。
And God admit him again.
你是我的儿子。
That you are my son.
我今日生你。
Today I have become your father.
那位成为肉身的耶稣基督
，and that Jesus Christ that was in his flesh，
他的能力绝对神的能力
，he bore the power of God，
他的荣耀绝对神的荣耀
，he also has glory that's absolutely God's glory，
神给他儿子再承认
，and God admits him again，
希伯来书一直这个对比。
And that is the matching you keep on seeing in the book Hebrews，
所以他用一个字更美。
Therefore, the word better is mentioned repeatedly 12 times.
耶稣基督比一切更美
Jesus Christ is more beautiful than anything.
到了希伯来十三章
In Hebrew 13,
最有名的一句话
the famous saying,
耶稣基督
Jesus Christ,
昨日、今日、直到永远是一样的
It's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
昨天他怎样与我们同在
How he was with us yesterday.
今天他还是与我们同在
He's also with us today.
直到将来与我们同在
And he will always be with us.
所以教会一无惧怕
Therefore we should have no fear.
没有要环境压得到教会
And there's no circumstance that can crush us.
昨今世以后永世 今在以后永在也可以放说昨世今世以后永世
He is the God who was and who is and he is to come
昨天他怎样是我们的能力
How yesterday he was our power
是我们的生命
Our life
今天一样
The same way
直到永远是一样的
Until forever
耶稣基督
Jesus Christ
昨日
Yesterday
今日
Today
直到永远是一样的
And forever he is the same
所以我们讲启示录
Therefore, at the end of the book, Revelation, chapter 1,
一开始
it says,
就先说到三二一的神
it describes the God of the Trinity,
父神、圣灵、子神
the Father God, the Holy Spirit, and the Son God.
说到父神
the Father God,
现在、今在、以后永在
when the first chapter talks about Father God says,Him who is and who was and who is to come.
我们刚才就讲过了。
And that's what we just shared.
是永远与教会同在。
And he's with his church always.
也可以把它做昔世、今世、以后永世。
He was, he is, and he is to come.
从前怎样与教会同在。
How he was with his church.
今天一样。
He's still with the church.
直到将来是一样。
And until forever.
直到圣灵。
And then he talked about the Holy Spirit.
宝座前的七灵
The seven spirits before his throne.
七不是七位圣灵啊。
We're not talking about seven spirits.
七是丰满的数字。
Seven means fullness.
丰满的圣灵。
The full spirit.
说到神的儿子。
And then his son.
说了三个点，说到神的儿子。
There are three things is mentioned here about.
第一，诚实做见证。
First, he's that faithful witness.
第二，从死里首先复活的。
And then he's the firstborn from the dead.
第三，在世上做元首，做君王。
And he's the ruler of the kings of the earth.
他诚实做见证。
He is that faithful witness.
什么叫诚实做见证
？What does that mean?
一般见证我们用口说的。
When you testify with your lips, right?
主做见证。
But when the Lord testifies,
不是用口说的。
He does not testify with his lips.
用他生命活出的。
But through his way of living.
主在地上最大件事。
The greatest thing on earth for Jesus.
彰显神。
Was to show forth his
Son. 在他生活的所有事中彰显神。
In everything he did, he manifested who God was.
他诚实做见证。
He was that faithful witness.
今天教会在地上也是诚实做见证。
In the same way, church should be that faithful witness.
我们把这位神从我们身上活出来。
We need to show forth through our living this living God.
诚实做见证。
We have to be that faithful witness.
死里首先复生的。
He is the firstborn from the dead.
他的复活。
His resurrection.
就特别说第一个复活的。
And he's the very first that resurrected.
主复活了。
The Lord resurrected.
带所有神的儿女都要复活。
And he will lead us into resurrection.
所以特别说首先复活的。
So he's the first one that resurrected.
地上的世上做元首做君王。
Thirdly, he's the ruler of the kings of the world.
主是君王。
The Lord is the Lord.
跟地上的君王总统完全不一样的。
Our Lord is the King, but different from the kings or rulers of this world.
他们在地上那么几十年呢。
Because kings or rulers on earth only have limited time.
英国君王几十年，美国总统只有八年。
And for the United States, the president can only be president for 8 years.
主耶稣的万人君王。
Yes, Jesus is the King of all.
万国君王。
The King of all nations.
万世君王。
And the King of all time.
外面君王在这管人的外面。
The King of this world rule us outwardly.
主耶稣是我们里面的君王。
But the Lord is the ruler inside of us.
他不是管行为。
He does not just control our behaviors outside.
他管生命。
He controls the life inside.
在我们的里面做君王。
He is the ruler inside of us.
耶稣基督是地上唯一的君王。
He is the only ruler.
真实的君王。
The true ruler of all.
有一天，所有的国度都要变成我主基督的国。
And one day, all the kingdoms will become the kingdom of my Lord Jesus Christ.
地上的君王都要消退了。
And all the kings of this earth will diminish.
主耶稣在世上为元首为君王。
Yeah, the Lord Jesus Christ will be the head, will be the ruler.
他是教会的头。
And he is the head of his church.
他是我们的君王。
And he is our king.
我们明天再讲第二篇。
And tomorrow we'll share the second message.
谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.